After the minions were gone, Tibbs cautiously stepped out from behind the boulder, then walked up to his father's bloody and bruised body. He knelt down with tears in his eyes and said,
"Father, are you okay?"
His father slowly opened his eyes, grabbed him by the arm, and replied,
"Son! Did they see you?"
"No, father, but they took mother away. We gotta save her."
"No! It's too late!"
"Why is this happening, father?"
Corbin answered.
"I don't know!"
He paused for a moment to take a few breaths, then continued,
"You must get away, my son! Promise me you'll get away!"
"I promise,"
replied Tibbs.
"But what about you, father? You're coming with me, aren't you?"
Corbin said in a low, weary voice.
"Tibbs! My time has come! You'll have to be on your own! From now on!"
He reached under his shirt and pulled out a diamond necklace that was hanging around his neck. Handing it to Tibbs, he said,
"I want you to have this! My father gave it to me when he passed into the next world! And now I'm gonna give it to you! It's called Daimonia! Take care of it, son! It's special! It's a special necklace!"
Tibbs took Daimonia.
"My book."
"Oh, sorry. I'm sorry."
"Better be narrated, piece of shit."
Tibbs took Daimonia.
"Say it right! Daimonia!"
"Daimonia." And replied, "What do you mean by special?"
"Get off the stage, you suck at reading books."
And replied,
"Hey!"
And replied, "What do you mean by special?"
"One day its powers will awaken! Then you will know what I mean!"
His father began drifting away.
I'm sure you could tell he was drifting away, couldn't you?
"Father, you're not gonna die! You're gonna make it! You've gotta make it!"
Weeping.
"Mommy!
Weeping bitterly, he grabbed his father's hand and pressed it against his cheek. When he looked down again, his father was dead.
"No, Dad! Don't die!"
Tibbs